Here is the latest from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky took reps with the first team offense at Wednesday's practice. Mike Glennon will start the game Sunday against the Titans, and Trubisky will get time with the ones.
There's been no change in our quarterback depth chart as far as we're a number one, two, and three. This was something we had talked about and planned a long time ago. This was really our last opportunity to get a look at him with the ones. Can't dictate exactly what Tennessee does with their defense, but in that second half to start the third quarter, many people leave their ones in, so we're kind of hoping that that's what happens.
I was excited, but it shouldn't make a difference how I approach things. You always prepare like you're a starter, and you always support your teammates in whatever group you're in. You just continue to make them better and get yourself better. So, yeah, it's all about reps, like I've been saying. And the more I can get, the better I should have a feel for things. And whatever group I'm with, just go out there, lead, and show them what I can do.
The Bears also re-signed offensive lineman Charles Leno Jr. to a four-year contract extension Wednesday morning. He was drafted in the seventh round of the 2014 NFL Draft and started all 16 games at left tackle last season.
I worked for everything I got and have now, and I'm going to continue to work. Future's very bright. I look at guys on the other side of the ball like Leonard Floyd but guys on our side of the ball, you know what I mean? The offensive line, Cody White here, Jordan Howard, and Tariq. This future's very bright, and I'm just very excited with the decision I made.
There was another quarterback in the house at Bears practice, but this one wasn't suited up. Future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning was at Halas Hall and addressed the team following practice. Coach Fox also mentioned running back Kadeem Carey had wrist surgery, and the timeline for his return is roughly 6 weeks. Keep following along for all of your Bears news on the Chicago Bears official mobile app.